name of Christ. Welcome to an episode of Daily Grace with Alan Wonder Chapter Edition. Today's Wonder Chapter, Psalms 29. And I shall start off with a word of prayer. Almighty King of Israel, thank you for this wonderful day. I thank you for the gift of effort, thank you for the gift of provision. We thank you for always being there for us. Father, may you come and protect us. May you come and be with us. Father, may you come and guide us where we have gone wrong in our thoughts, in our actions, in our words, in what you have done and what you have failed to do. Father, may you continue being there with us. Father, may you continue blessing us. Father, all those who are sick, all those in pain, all those who are in distress, all those who are at war, Father, may you grant them peace and healing. So they may come back and give you glory in your temple. Please be living and trusting in your mighty name and that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen. And without wasting time, let's go straight to Psalms 29. Ascribe to the Lord, you heavenly beings. Ascribe to the Lord and his strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due to his name. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord thunders over the mighty waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is majestic. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. The Lord breaks in pieces the cedars of Lebanon. He makes Lebanon leap like a calf, Syrian like a young wild ox. The voice of the Lord strikes with flashes of lightning. The voice of the Lord shakes the desert. The Lord shakes the desert of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord twists the ox and the stripes of the forest bare. And in his temple all cry glory. The Lord sits enthroned over the flood. The Lord is enthroned as king forever. The Lord gives strength to his people. The Lord blesses his people with peace. And that is our Wonder Chapter for today. I just have two messages that I want us to pick from this very short Wonder Chapter. The first one comes from verse 4. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is majestic. Amen. See, the Bible is just reminding us how powerful the voice of the Lord is. If you remember Saul, he created everything by his voice. Amen. He created everything we see by saying, let there be this, and there was that. Let there be this, and there was that. There is power in the voice of the Lord. And so many times the Lord is using this same powerful voice to communicate with us, to deliver certain things to us. But most at times we do not want to listen. Most at times we do not want to hear. Most times we can't even hear because of the distractions around us. And they may not be physical distractions. Some of them are spiritual distractions. You have aligned your life in a way that the Lord cannot communicate with you. You have distanced yourself from him. You associate only and only with evildoers. Sometimes the Lord is trying to send us messages using the same powerful voice of his to build us. But we can't listen. We are too caught in doing things that we want to do that we forget about the glory of the Lord. Amen? That we forget about where the Lord wants to put us. But the Bible today is telling us that we ought to sit and be able to distinguish the voice of the Lord. We have to be able to detect and hear the voice of the Lord. Because sometimes he's telling us things that we really want to hear. Sometimes he's telling us things that we need to do so that we get that promotion, so that we get that good health, so that we are elevated in our life. But we can't hear his voice. And sometimes he even speaks to us with, for example, through the Bible. But we are too busy to even listen to his voice that he has written. Can you imagine? Then how do you want the Lord to communicate with you? How do you want to keep your channel of communication with the Lord open? Another message that last time that I share comes from verse 11. The Lord gives strength to his people. The Lord blesses his people with peace. From the word go, you were created in the image of the Lord. From the word go, he breathed his life into you. He approved you. He became a seal of approval before the Lord. So why are you weak and you're going to a witch doctor? Why are you weak and you are, and I'm not saying like physically weak. Sometimes you are spiritually weak. Sometimes you are financially weak. Sometimes you are socially weak, economically weak. And instead of asking God for strength, we are running around from person A to B, lamenting to how God is not being good to you, lamenting to how God is not hearing you. Excuse me. How sure are you that He's not hearing you? How sure are you that He's not listening to you? How sure that He's not preparing something in store for you? Why do you run around seeking for strength that only the Lord can give? The same thing goes with peace. The Bible is telling us that and acknowledging that it is from the Lord that we get peace. Is there something that is bothering you? Is there something that is not giving you rest? Is there something that is making you have sleepless nights? Why don't you put it and take it to God? Why don't you humble yourselves before God and get to your knees and ask of peace and blessings from God? Because you know, the Bible is telling us that He is the source of all this. And because we are His people, we are entitled to them. He gives it to us free of charge with zero strings attached. Get some time. Read Psalms chapter 29. What do you get? What message do you understand? Feel free to write to us, dailygracewithalan@yahoo.com, or send us a direct message at Instagram or Twitter, dailygracewithalan. We love to hear from you. Remember, the Lord can use one word to send 1,000 messages. God, mighty King of Kings, thank you for this wonderful day. I want to thank you for the gift of life. I want to thank you for the gift of provision. I want to thank you for always being there for us, Father. We have gone wrong in our thoughts, in our actions, in our words, in what we have done, what we failed to do. Father, may you come and be with us. May you have mercy on us. May you continue protecting us. May you continue guiding us, Father. May you give us the strength to come and always be next to you, Father. May you always give us the peace that we seek when we are times of war. We pray this, believing and trusting in your mighty name and that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen.